sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hello?
I figured you'd start.
I mean, why? It's your show.
Well, thank you.
I'm the co-host.
No, you're the co-co.
Oh.
It's not the co, it's the co-co.
Welcome back.
What do you mean? Welcome. It has been a week.
You were here yesterday.
Well, that's true.
You were here last night.
Yeah.
12 hours ago.
Yeah, no, we had a special show last night. It was a lot of fun. It's the most talked about show in a long, long time.
Last night's show or
yeah.
This one?
No, last night's.
Okay.
This one hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah.
This one's going to be talked about, too.
That's why you're the boss.
Probably because it's going to be really awful.
No.
Last night was really good. This one, really awful.
I mean, this is three shows in 3 days. Like, does it remind you of your heyday and when radio was, like, really prime as far as, like, distributing information?
Well, it's still prime.
I mean, like, podcasts and streaming.
Fine, podcasts is fake stuff. That's garbage.
Well, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, traditional radio shows, like, you used to have 5 shows a week, right?
Yeah, I did.
Like, so, I mean, that's a lot of content.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. I mean, did you have new content every day? Did you repurpose things?
Well, you know, and again, I've done Monday through Friday twice. I did a all sports show. Well, I've done it a couple times, but most recently I did it with two former world champions. Matter of fact, you may hear some stuff coming about the one.
What?
One of the hosts of the show. How about this? You know me. You know, if my thing is, I'm going to rip myself on a regular basis.
Of course.
Because I don't care.
Sure.
And a lot of people didn't like the name of this show. But my original title for a show that we did right here on Tan Talk with two former world champions was, and I was the one pushing for this, and they said no, two champs and a chump.
Okay.
That's what I wanted it to go.
I like it.
Yeah, obviously I was the chump.
Of course.
Because they were the two champs.
Sure.
One former WBO cruiserweight champion who lives in Clearwater, Tyrone Booz. And the other is your Super Bowl MVP of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dexter Jackson.
Wow.
Dexter called me, ironically, yesterday.
I just saw your time hop photo of last year you were with him over at
Dexter
the...
Dexter and Dwight.
Was that the Clearwater?
No.
Was that the Hooters?
No, it was Tampa.
Oh, it was Tampa.
Yeah, it was just before John Gruden went into the Ring of Honor.
It was your most liked photo of 2017, I think.
It was.
That's what Facebook said.
I don't know.
And if Facebook makes it official,
oh, yeah.
It's real.
A book of face doesn't lie. You know, and the funny thing about that is, and anybody that's ever listened to my day show and my night show, you know, in the Tampa Bay area, obviously this is a national show, this one. But Dwight Smith has been on my show numerous times. Dwight okay. Smith still feels that he was the Super Bowl MVP of the Buccaneers in 2002. Dexter Jackson was the one who won it. Dwight Smith feels because of the two interceptions and touchdowns and et cetera, et cetera. And there could have been a few other people that could have, should have, would have. So this was a big function that was at Hooters for John Gruden. And I said, I got to get this photo, you know, because I know they like each other.
Right.
But the gimmick is, and Dwight signs real MVP.
Does he really?
When he signs it.
Okay.
So I went over and I got the picture. I got the two guys together. And one of them, I won't say which one, Dexter Jackson, said, "You're always trying to stir the pot, Randy. What are you doing?" I go, "No, it'll be cool. Come on."
It's a great photo, though.
So, yeah. So it's a photo of Dwight Smith, Dexter Jackson. Dwight Smith, just for those that do not know, when the Buccaneers went to Old Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, winner goes to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia fans being Philadelphia fans. And
sure.
I believe the worst in all of sports.
Correct.
Ohio State fans are pretty dang close.
Okay.
But Philadelphia fans, absolutely the worst. The two guys, Nate Webster and Dwight Smith, almost went in the stands.
Really?
It was close.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they did boo Santa Claus. So, I mean, Philly's.
Well, you know the story about it. Well, you know, there's a story to that.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. Share a.
Well, I've seen it.
I've
seen it on whether it was the Four Letter Network or whatever. Basically, they took. Santa didn't show.
Okay.
All right, he was busy. So they took a Santa out of the stands and plopped him on the field to like wave at people as Santa. So he got booed. They just saw him in the stands drinking a beer or whatever, right. Allegedly. You know, so I would boo him too. Now, the bad thing is when they threw snowballs at Michael Jack Schmidt.
Oh, you can't do that to a legend.
And he is a legend.
A true legend.
You know, and I say this on a regular basis, and we'll talk some MMA legends as well. I hate when, and this is where it stems the most. You know, as I'm watching a lot of the UFC and John Anik is like a legend or future legend, right, or soon to be legend or right, possible. Don't use that word unless it is a legend.
Yeah, they have to earn it. I mean, because, look, a lot of these kids come out of high school, college. They sign these massive deals on potential.
Speaking of which, your boy, and you were the one who pointed him out, Zion Williams. Is that his name, Williams,
yeah,
or Williamson?
Williamson. Well, Williamson for Duke.
You may want to put legend or future legend on that name.
That guy's a beast.
Oh, my God. Did you see the play yesterday?
No.
And I don't know if this one was yesterday. They showed some of his unbelievable. He went up and blocked a shot. Is that rare?
Yeah. No, not for him. He's like 7'2".
He hit his head on the rim.
That makes sense.
What?
Yeah.
He's, I've never seen somebody hit his head on the rim.
He's a freshman.
Oh, my. Well, he won't be a sophomore.
No. No way.
He's
no
one
way.
And done.
Of course.
And you should, in the NBA, go with the Philadelphia 76er play for the future. I would tank every game to get this kid.
So I don't – you know how many jerseys I own?
No.
Zero. But yeah. I will buy a Williamson jersey because of his character. Because in Brooklyn, he held the elevator up with all the team. The whole America, Jordan,
AAU.
You know, McDonald's All-American team was on the elevator waiting to go up. And he stopped the whole team to go back and give a little kid some love, show the fans some love.
Cool.
And I thought that was big about his character. And so I'm a fan of the guy, regardless of what team he plays for. But I will own a Williamson jersey at some
point.
But
you promise me you won't wear it.
No, I'll wear it backwards, like crisscross. Like, remember that rap group?
I remember.
Jump, jump.
Yeah, crisscross going to make you jump, jump.
Oh, yeah.
Jump. Because a jersey in the NBA is a tank top.
True.
And the last thing I want to see with you and Sean is either one of you in a tank top.
Oh, that's not nice. I mean, I have nice tattoos. It's like art.
Tank tops are awful.
Well, but the tattoos are like art.
All right, so should I tell the story, since a lot of people might not have tuned in yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday was an emotional day.
Okay, why?
So did you hear when I told the story, the FedEx story?
No.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I missed the story. I was busy. I was working.
An absolute unbelievable story.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to do yesterday's show. And it's ironic, in the ironic timing of this, because of who the guests were on yesterday's show.
Okay.
We had four of the offensive linemen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Caleb, Alex, Michael, and Leonard.
Yep.
Leonard is a fairly, if not very religious person.
Okay.
Okay. Even to the point where, and a lot of people have always asked me, you know, my parents came to the show last night and they made some comments about the show, or at least my dad did. And I was trying to explain to them why I do what I do, how I run the show the way I do, why I ask some of the stupidest questions on planet Earth, because everyone, it's kind of like dealing with you.
Sure.
No,
but I was cooking, so I couldn't ask the dumb questions. So you were there.
And I mean this in a serious way.
Okay.
It's kind of like dealing with you in that. And I've told you this to your face. You know, I'll never say anything behind you
sure.
that I haven't said to your face.
Of course.
10 of the things you're going to say on this radio program are the stupidest, most asinine thing I've ever heard. And then every once in a while, there's a gem.
Golden egg.
Right? So I asked some of these foolish, you know, you're going to go on Survivor. What is your luxury item going to be?
Sure.
Rondé Barber once said, a canoe to get the hell off of the island.
Right, right.
Gold, right?
Golden.
The Caleb Benenat story about how he got into football, thinking his mom thinking he was signing, she was signing her son up for soccer.
Right. Football being.
But it was football.
Yeah.
Who were three? And I've asked, you know, MMA guys this as well. You know, you're going to have three, four people for dinner.
Sure.
Who are you going to invite that can't be friends or family? I've had a Hitler being Jewish. Huh? And the reason.
Sure.
I want to know what was wrong with this guy, whatever. So Leonard had answered the question when I asked about memorabilia. And I'm going to ask you the same thing. What one piece of memorabilia would you like?
Well, I mean, I've said before on the show that mine would be Hoist Gracie's first gi that he wore in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the original.
Not bad.
So, which would be cool. Piece of sports history.
Not bad. One of my biggest regrets is, you know, I'm always accumulating memorabilia for charity events. and a mutual friend of ours, Jimmy Hart, donated a Macho Man Randy Savage cape.
Sure, like a robe. The
robe.
Macho Man robe.
It's one of my biggest regrets is that I didn't buy it.
Your regrets?
One of my biggest regrets, you know, which is on your wall. I should have, would have. You know, we also auctioned off a CC DeVille from Poison guitar. For what it went for, I wished I would have done it.
Sure.
So I asked Leonard Wester the same question. What piece of memorabilia? And the reason that I ask it, whether it's MMA fighters or anybody, is I do know some people.
Sure.
And there's been times when people have brought up names, Hulk Hogan being one, and I'm able to acquire something for that person. If an athlete or even a fan is nice enough to come to a show, or a guest is nice enough to come in and give us a half an hour or an hour, if I can, if it's within my reason, I would reach out and get it. So I asked a Buccaneer, Leonard Wester, piece of memorabilia. What one piece of memorabilia would you like? Greatest answer ever.
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 It's probably, and we were talking about it in the locker room today.
Should we make it a trivia question?
Well, but I've said it before. But yeah, we could do that.
Somebody wants to call in, like give them something. Give them a MMA nutcracker bobblehead.
That's not MMA. That's a pizza nutcracker.
Well, Dave. Well,
you know, but the only thing, we're not talking bobbleheads right now or ever tonight. But if somebody's listening to the show, then they're going to know what Leonard said.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. It's cool, though.
It's the greatest piece of memorabilia. It's probably the most valuable piece of memorabilia, if in fact it even exists.
In history. Of all time.
In the history of the world.
In the history of the world.
This would literally be, and what's ironic, and it's leading into the story of what happened yesterday. You know, Leonard saying it, who's religious, me, who's not, he said if he could have any piece of memorabilia, he would want Jesus's slippers or sandals.
Slippers. You don't call them slippers.
Slippers.
I mean, if I was waiting for you to say Crocs. Like, can I get Jesus' Crocs? Like,
could you imagine owning those?
Crocs?
Well, any Crocs. No.
What would be?
I'm not even sure the Ark. I mean, this is Jesus's, whether yeah. you believe, don't believe, all that kind of stuff, who cares? It's Jesus's sandals.
I mean, if we had them, we could test them out at the Bad Boy Mower Bowl tomorrow. Well, I'm sure it's going to be
raining. That's probably true. And wouldn't you imagine that would be the most valuable anything in the world?
Without question.
I mean, more valuable than any sports team. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars that would be worth.
Maybe the Bible itself, the original. I don't know. Maybe the sandals are more.
I don't know. You're talking about, yeah. So here's what happened yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm at the hut, yep. you know, that I call my house. And every time UPS, FedEx, Ground, whatever, they drive by, I run outside like it's Christmas.
Okay.
Because I have items delivered down the street from where I live. A, because I don't want anybody to know where I live.
Sure.
And B, there's kind of a wall and you can hide in, you know, the packages and stuff. Matter of fact, my wife told me that somebody put used kitty litter in a package.
Really?
And then put it outside their door and watch somebody steal it.
Well, there's a viral awesome. Video right now where it's like glitter and a like fart can spray goes awesome. Off when you open it.
Yeah.
So you smell like fart and you're covered in glitter.
That's awesome. I love it.
So, yeah.
I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I love it.
So one of the companies drives by. I run down the street and I said, hey, I'll take that. Hey, I'll take that. And the guy had earbuds and stuff and didn't hear.
Okay.
So finally I went up and I said, I'll take that. And he said, what's the name on it? And I said the name. And he said, what's the first name? And I said, my name and the person who lives in that house's name. And he kind of looked at me. Well, it was made out to Knockout Radio.
I know who it was.
So just sit there.
I know. I didn't know you were going to bring this up. That's okay. Go.
That's the story.
I know. Sucks. All right, go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what stinks about it.
It had to be a Christmas gift for Michael.
It's a phenomenal. No, just sit there and be all quiet.
All right.
Or you're going to get fired. It's one. I got
time.
You got 15 minutes.
I'll work on it.
And then I may can you. So we start talking and I said about the radio show and whatever. And he said he does a podcast and I was polite.
You didn't say it was fake?
Right. I didn't rip podcast.
Like, you're not a real broadcaster.
I didn't say that. You know, I said that, you know, I'm on FCC radio at Tan Talk at WTAN and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we're on some other networks and such. And I don't remember exactly how it went down, but I invited him here today.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's going to, because he'll probably be working. But I said, I'm sure you're working tomorrow. But I'd love to put you on. I guess he does like local musicians and some stuff.
Okay.
Between 2 and 4 at Torta Pizza. So, you know, if a truck pulls up, you'll know why. And the guy started bawling.
Why?
I've never seen anybody cry like this.
Why?
I don't know. And I'm freaking out. And the guy turned his back to me and started to cry. And I'm thinking,
oh, my God, there's a FedEx truck.
A truck just, well, it wasn't FedEx, but it was another one of the companies.
It was, oh, okay.
No, it was another company.
Okay.
So he probably 30 seconds, probably 45 seconds of just gushing, crying. Okay. And I didn't know what to do. I thought maybe kind of like the Brett Favre thing, you know, where he did the anti-Semitic thing that he didn't know about. And maybe one of the words I said, maybe
was a trigger tomorrow word or something,
or, you know, 2 to 4 or something, was a trigger word. I honestly thought he was going to turn and punch me in the face.
Okay.
Because it's the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. And he turned and he took a deep breath and he said, I'm sorry. And then he started to cry again.
What?
It was the craziest thing ever. So he eventually stops. I swear to...
This is yesterday.
This is yesterday.
Okay.
And I swear on my children's lives, this is true.
Okay.
So he basically stops crying, and he says, again, I'm sorry. You just don't understand. He said, I've had it tough the last couple weeks.
Okay.
And God said, you will get help. You will, you know, whatever okay. religious thing. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Sure.
In the most awkward, strangest, when you least expect it.
Okay.
And by me inviting him on today's show, he lost it.
Wow.
It was really, it was wow. emotional and cool.
Was he delivering my pizza?
No, I told you what he was delivering. He was delivering the 5X tent shirts, you know, that we gave the 4 offensive linemen last night. And that's what it was. But
I didn't expect that story.
It was crazy.
I really thought because Michael DaCosta, who passed away this year.
You were expecting a stupid story.
Well, no, yeah. I thought because you use a different mailing address that the name on the package was Michael DaCosta. You're like, hey, I'm Randy Harris. And they're like, no, we're not going to give it to you. And then you had to explain that Michael passed away and he's no longer with us.
And that would have, that'd be a year come next month. But no, this was.
Man.
And even to add further onto it was the fact that Leonard came and did the show yesterday, last night,
right.
who is very religious.
Sure.
Who wants to, we talked last night about where would you like to go? He wants to go to Israel and go to the motherland and all that kind of stuff. So just all that intertwined and it was crazy. And it was crazy.
Yeah, that's what life is about, though. I mean, it's all about.
It made me feel good.
It makes it all over relationships and interactions and. You never know whose life you're going to change at a moment. You know, a buddy of mine just posted a viral video where at 301 right by the amphitheater, he was driving. A guy was standing on the bridge going to commit suicide. He was recording it from his truck, and he was like, wait a second, what am I doing? So he stopped the recording, jumped out, talked the guy off the ledge, and saved his life. Just a chance encounter, just a, you know, going out throughout his day, had a chance to make an impact and change lives.
Awesome story, and I hate pet peeve number 416. People, any of this stuff, when bad stuff happens, they videotape it.
Right.
There's a fist fight between a 42-year-old man and a 14-year-old girl, and they videotape it.
Right.
Instead of going out there and helping.
Right. Yeah, no, Eric Hicks, man, true hero. Honored to call him a friend, so it was really cool to see.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, that's cool. I saw the video. So, yeah, it was just kind of craziness. That's what happened yesterday. Was there a UFC last week?
There was. It was a Kevin Lee Iaquinta fight over in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Were you surprised?
You know, I was surprised that Kevin Lee thought he won. I mean, he really acted surprised. He really sold that. So.
Well, and that's what they do.
Right. He has to sell it.
You know, because you don't know.
Right.
You know, you really don't.
Sure.
And when you're sitting as a judge, I don't look up. Not that it matters, but when I'm judging, you know, if it's the last round, you know, I judge amateur, so it would be round 3. But, you know, I don't look up. Plus, you can't sell it to me anyway. But there's a reason that a lot of trainers, you know, I've had a lot of judges tell me Greg Jackson, you know, would always yell, nice, nice, Matt Serra. Because as a judge, I think they say it just as much for the judge as they do for the fighter.
That makes sense.
Because sure. You may not see it, but if you hear somebody like a Greg or a Matt or whatever.
Always yelling, always positive, always like, congrats, good job.
Good job, that landed, right, yeah. You know. And judges because they're different angles and such. So if you don't see it and you kind of hear,
sure,
okay, I'm giving that to him. That's another point. That's another mental thing.
Or when you're thinking back about the rounds as you, before you turn it in, you're like, oh, this guy was always yelling and yapping. You know, his guy must have been winning the first round.
Which, again, that shouldn't affect anything. And that's another one of my – here's another one. And I spoke to Elias Theodoro the other day, and we talked about this. We talked about it when he was on. Then him and I talked about this. Then he went and did some research because I was too lazy.
Okay.
So – I have said numerous times on this and every other program, home field advantage.
Right.
Home octagon advantage.
Right.
And I've said how stupid it is because more times than not, especially with the UFC, and I know Bellator does it as well, they fly in judges.
Sure. They're not from there. They don't live there.
Exactly. Right. Two of the five or six that they use are very good friends of mine. There's a little clique of us that we hang out every time. And Chris Lee and Sal and I and Dr. D. And they're awesome.
The
and we do
guys.
A lot of stuff together. So for anybody to say home octagon advantage when these guys are American is ridiculous.
Sure.
So here's the funny thing that Elias pointed out to me because people said he won because it was in Canada. Two of the three judges, American. The third judge is from where? Canada.
Okay.
The two American judges gave it to Elias. The Canadian judge gave it to Anders.
Crazy.
So, home court, they're not even from there. And here the one time it is.
Were the Canadian judges that robbed Gustafson of the John Jones?
I'm sure you could, A, pull it up, and B, I don't think he robbed him.
Or you don't think Jones lost that fight?
Not at the time. I mean, I'd have to rewatch, and to me, I don't like that. I don't
think he's going to lose it on the 29th.
I don't.
Gustafson's a better striker.
I think you are going to see, I think, which means it's not going to work because
right.
everything I say is normally wrong unless you say it, and then it is wrong.
Right.
John Jones is going to prove a point next Saturday.
No.
John Jones is going to come out. He's always been a freak. He's always been the GOAT. If he comes out and demolishes him.
No, he won't demolish Gustafson. He couldn't even take Gustafson down the first time.
Let's see what happens.
And Gustafson took Jones down for the first time in his career twice.
I understand.
In the first match.
I understand.
He's a better boxer. He's a better striker. He closed the distance. And he had better takedown defense.
I don't root, but just because of you,
I'm
I may have
saying,
to root now.
But I think it's a great way to finish the year for the UFC. And last week, obviously, finished the Fox and UFC relationship, so there will be no more UFC on Fox. It's moving to ESPN in 2019.
Right.
What does that do for the sport?
I think it takes it up a level. I truly do, because whether ESPN is or isn't, you know, the leader, and it's what we all go to first.
Sure.
Do you go to ESPN or do you go to Fox for your sports?
ESPN.
You know, if it's SportsCenter or whatever it's called on Fox, you go to ESPN. ESPN is the UFC. You know, when you say MMA, people say UFC.
Sure.
When you say sports, or it's ESPN. I don't think of Fox as sports per
se. Will it reduce the number of events where they can, or will it still
it's
be?
It's going to probably add more.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to probably add more.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you saw that Daniel Cormier is now. ESPN will probably do their own show, and Ariel is up there, and Chael is there, and I think Gilbert Melendez is involved and stuff, and they move, you know, may move into another show or two.
Right.
But I think this does help and move it up to the next notch. But it's kind of interesting. ESPN has always poo-pooed on MMA. ESPN has always been the boxing, the boxer, all that kind of stuff.
Poker, or darts, or
spelling bee,
badminton.
Well, and they'll still do all that.
Right.
I mean, they'll still do all of that. But and the first ESPN show, I believe, is Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Oh,
on the 19th, and I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to lie and say happy wife, happy life, because this was just as much for me as it was for my wife. But instead of going to Brooklyn to cover the UFC, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale to cover Cher.
Yeah. Oh man, I could say so many things about that.
Just like Gene Simmons said.
What did he say?
Gene Simmons, again, it's one of those classic, unbelievable lines. So Kiss and Cher both were the entertainment for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And somebody asked Gene Simmons, and there are plenty of people, Cliff Welch, who shoots, you know, for one of the local Buccaneer media sites, was there as well. And they asked Gene Simmons if you've ever worked with Cher before. And his quote was, "With her, I've worked on her." This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at Tampa Limo and Car today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All All right, we are back coming to you live, whatever day, whatever year, whatever. This is going to be our I just decided this.
The end of year
show. This is the end of year show because next week you're out of town.
I can still call in.
Well, we're still going to do a show.
Okay, good.
Because I haven't even told you who's on next week.
Oh. Yeah.
Scheduled. Yeah. We got a schedule. We got a schedule. Corey Anderson will be on next week.
Oh, nice.
You know, there's an event next week. We just talked about it. So one of the reasons we moved the show to Wednesday is because it's media day for that week's fights. So Corey Anderson.
Okay.
Returning for about the third or fourth time, Michael Chiesa.
Nice.
Who has ties to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This is his first fight since the glass in the eye from the Brooklyn, or did he fight one other time?
Yeah, he has fought
He fought in between. Okay.
And Uriah Hall. Legendary leg kick. I didn't say legendary fighter.
Right.
Legendary leg kick from the Ultimate Fighter. So those three guys coming up next week, you'll be wherever you're going to be. I'll be probably in my bunker.
What do you do? Like, is there a traditional Harris family vacation like protocol? Do you guys do go to Disney? What do you guys do as a family? Like, is there a routine? Like a Christmas routine? Like a
no.
Not just everybody comes home.
What kind of Christmas routine would you have?
I don't know.
We're going to eat Chinese food.
I figured it would involve a buffet of some sort.
Exactly. for sure. Now, Torta Pizza will be open so I can get some food.
It will not be open on Christmas Day.
Well, you're not here. Why work your staff.
I'm Jewish, too.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish by association.
Well, that may be, but you're not going to be here, but your staff will be here.
Not on Christmas Day.
You know, I don't know. We used to go, you know, as kids growing up, I remember we went to Disney on Christmas, and I want to say it wasn't as crowded as normal.
Okay.
So maybe we will go next Tuesday.
There you go.
Why not?
Sounds like a good time.
I certainly don't have any issues or problems with that. All right, going back in time, let's close out. Like I said, that's what we're going to do. We're going to close out.
Yes.
We're going to do this be our review show.
Sure.
And then next week, we'll have some UFC fighters on. We are going to have Dave Feldman on at the top of the hour.
That's awesome.
There's some stuff going down.
I see he's trying to get Vito Belfort to come on to the Bare Knuckle Championship.
Why not?
Be awesome. Legendary fighter. I mean, Machida tried to kick him into retirement, but he ain't going.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's coming back.
I ain't going nowhere. So I don't want to say I'm partially to blame for why Dave is coming back on, but I did a little mess up.
Slipped up.
So, well, it's not even – yeah, I did. But, you know, Dave's Twitter has double FF.
Right.
So
Feldman.
Well, the right. The second F is for Feldman. And so I just did it really quick. I looked really quick, and it's, you know, bare knuckle –
Boxing.
Is it boxing or fighting? See, originally I thought it was bare knuckle fighting championship.
Yeah, that's it. It's okay. FC. Yep.
So when I saw the FC, but then I saw the FF, so it's fighting, and then it goes into Feldman.
And that's a competing federation.
Well, no, the other one is World something. And, okay. And, yeah.
Which happened, like, apparently hasn't been paying their fighters. So, you know, do you believe?
Or allegedly paying on pieces of paper that are not worth anything.
Like the Baroni check that circulated on social media this
posted,
week.
Again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right.
But do you think the fighters need a union? Like, do you think the sport, now that's going to ESPN, now it's going to the next level up, does it need a union to protect their fighters and their athletes?
Okay, first and foremost, MMA is not going to ESPN.
Just
the UFC is going to. And again, it's different. See, the NFL, it's one organization. You know, so the NFL, I don't know how you could possibly have. Now, I'm not very educated on this, but how you could have a union of all MMA fighters. It would be like, and I don't know, maybe there is. Is there a union for all media talk show hosts?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, but do you think the fighters would want to be a part of it? Do you think it's time for one? Do you think, like, maybe under the umbrella of combat sport and be boxing and everything, taekwondo, karate, like anything combat sport related?
I guess being uneducated, you know, in the whole system, I know some people that are in a union, and I know some people that are not. I know some people that are in a union that like it. I know some people that are in a union that don't.
Sure.
A hospital, that's all I'm going to say, a hospital, wanted to go union, and most of the people in the hospital didn't want it. They didn't feel they needed it. You know, does the union protect? That's supposedly what they're supposed to do, but you pay for that. I mean, there's pros and cons for everything. For this to really move on, which I don't see it ever doing, but then again, did anybody think the NFL would have a union in the beginning stages?
Sure.
You would need, first, you need everybody to step up, I would think. You would need everybody to, I'm not fighting unless. And it's one thing to have your $3,000 an event fighter say, I'm not fighting unless. Until you have Conor McGregor, Cain Velasquez, who's going to be the main event in Phoenix, and we may go out for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the home base of Eight Man Strong.
Yes.
Oh, did I say we? I may go out to that.
Well, I'll go just to go shopping at the Eight Man Strong store.
Who says you're invited?
Well, I'm not gonna go to the fight. I'll just go there. I got to get some more Eight Man Strong gear. I keep running into athletes like every day.
All you got to do is go to 8manstrong.com and purchase some.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be like me. Free shirt every day.
I'm waiting for the FedEx truck to arrive with my Christmas gifts.
So you would need the upper guys, and then it filters down. Sure. You know, you would need whoever, you know, the next seven main events. But they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Okay. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's needed?
I don't know.
Okay, exactly. You know, people are saying, you know, like this whole, and people, please, nobody tell me they want to see Oscar De La Hoya fight Dana White.
No, it's ridiculous.
No. Oh, my God, some of the most stupidest things. But here's my thing about union, okay?
Right.
Don't sign the damn contract.
Sure.
If you're that upset, if you feel that the UFC is not paying you properly, go somewhere else. If somebody is so mad that you're underpaying them to flip pizzas, go somewhere else.
So I understand it for, like, the current time. Like, okay, here's a fight. Here's an opportunity to make a paycheck, and these guys have to support their families and their livelihood. So they're going to do whatever. But, like, what about aftercare? Like, the NFL with the protocols, you know, the CTE and the lawsuits from the players' union and health care for these guys after their careers are over. Now, later into their 50s, 60s, 70s years, because we don't know what kind of damage is being done from this sport.
From any sport.
From MMA, combat sport especially. You know, what kind of – I mean, look at the damage that Dan Hooker took against Barbosa last weekend. I mean –
it's brutal.
Brutal. I mean, at what point, you know, like, what point will these guys get aftercare? Like, is it going to be benefits to be a part of – I mean, that would be the only reason I would say a union is needed is for after their careers are over.
And again, I get it. I get it. And you're an independent contractor.
Sure.
You know, so yeah. And that's the difficult part. You know, they take care of you at least now. They didn't before while you're under contract. What happens when you leave? It's the NFL's going through the same thing.
What if you're a Canadian citizen like Theodore, like Elias? Like, is he?
I knew who you were talking about without the first name.
Of course, but like that's your consultant in Canada.
It is.
But that is it. Universal health care up there. Like they get as citizens. Do they get free health care? Like, would he be covered for his fighting career based on just being a citizen of the right country?
I wouldn't necessarily say that's the right country.
Well, I mean, I know a country that has a similar benefits.
I would assume if you know the taxes and everything that they're paying covers their unlimited health, if that's what it is. Then yeah, it would have nothing to do with what he's doing for a living.
Let's trade a couple fighters. We'll you know keep Justin Bieber and Drake, and we'll send them a couple.
We don't want Justin.
No, we'll keep Pamela Anderson.
We don't want Justin Bieber.
Oh,
you want Justin Bieber?
It's cool. I mean, he's gonna play Paul Walker in Fast and Furious 9.
First, I would have to see 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2.
I think you know honestly, no, not joking, but I think you know Nick Hogan would probably be a better.
Because like, he does drive Fast and Furious.
And he's a drifter. He's a professional race car driver. So
did I ever tell you my Paul Walker story?
No.
I never told you? Sure, I told you.
No, Paul Walker. That guy's awesome.
So I won't go to the whole backstory of Tim Sylvia and Ryan Bennett and myself. But we're in Anaheim. Tim just won the belt back, I believe. And we were going to go to the Dodger game.
Okay.
Because of a mutual friend of Tim's and mine, Brad Penny. So Ryan Bennett says, why don't you drive with Tim because you have some things to work out,
okay.
And I'll meet you there. And so we're driving, and all of a sudden, bring, 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 the phone rings, and it's Paul Walker calling Tim Sylvia.
Wow.
You know, they were in a movie together.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Wow, that's
you know,
cool.
You know, and then obviously tragedy.
And Ryan passed away in a car accident as well. So two of those four guys are no longer here.
Yeah, so hopefully things don't happen in threes.
Wow.
Because if they do, you're driving me home.
Yeah, because Tim is the only one that we can afford to lose at this point.
Well, no, Tim drives a tractor. So, well, again, Yeah. Things happen at tractors too. So that's the little Paul Walker story.
Nothing runs like a deer.
What you're saying. You know, Hooker did take, and then Adam Hunter had some classic responses on Twitter.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
What did it say?
I can't say it. It's FCC radio.
I mean, the judges. I mean, at what point should they have stopped that fight?
That's up to the referee. That's not up to the judges.
It's only the referee, not the medical doctor.
We've talked about this.
I know, but like the medical doctor can't step involved, like, and say, "Look, that's enough." Like,
no.
That's brutal.
Corners can do it, you know, but no, a doctor can't jump over the cage and say, "I've seen enough." You know, the referee needs to, "Hey, doc, come and look at this." And they probably could have, should have, would have. But, you know, I'm the guy that's always, and I'm probably wrong in this, but I would rather see one punch too many than five punches
too soon. Right.
You know, this is.
We see a lot of early stoppages.
It's their career. They're fighting, right. You know. But I don't want to see them get. There was one, and it might even have been that fight. I really don't remember. That the referee came over to stop it. He was standing, and the guy still threw another punch. And I have a problem with that. You know, even though the fighter doesn't have to stop.
Sure.
No. In that case, he did. But I'm saying the fighter doesn't have to stop when the guy's laying there waiting for the ref to come over. I get that. But here the ref was stopping it. He was in between. The guy was on his way down, and he hit him again. Something, you know, I think a lot of things need to be really done to stop some of that.
Sure.
You know, I think a 20% fine for being overweight is not enough.
Right, right.
I think some things need to happen.
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's hard. I mean, we put all that control and all that power in one guy's perception and one guy's control. I mean, there's got to be a better way. It's 2019 almost.
Well, what better way do you want?
Two referees in the octagon? One on each side? I don't know. A different perspective? Like
then they can have a four-man battle royal at the same time.
Have you seen that? The Russian?
Oh, the five-on-five?
Like five?
Oh, my God.
Is that not the craziest thing?
A little sickness in me enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Until the end.
Was that 5-on-1?
5-on-1 was a little bad.
It was tough.
You know, 5-on-3 was a little bad.
It was tough to watch that.
But the beginning was kind of cool, where right. They just kind of look at each other, and next thing you know, they go and they're swinging and throwing down.
I mean, so. It looks kind of like a golden... It's just low quality food, and you're in like a waiting room for like heaven.
Every time I see the TV commercial, I'm like, I'm going.
Are you?
This is awesome.
You're not going.
I've been three times.
Have you really?
And I've regretted it for a long time. And then I continue to see these commercials, and I'm like, they make this look so good.
It's the CC's pizza of you know, food.
I honestly think this is, I'm allowed to say it. It's my opinion. I think CC's is Burns compared to Golden Corral.
That's the greatest comparison of all time.
I think CC's pizza is equal to the steak that I had in Atlanta, which is arguably one of the top two steaks I've had in my entire life.
How was the Staff Zone end of year corporate shindig?
That's not what it was.
It was a fraternity brother powwow. Yeah, it was like the head honchos of...
Not Staff Zone.
Oh, okay.
It's
your childhood friends.
No, it's my brother's friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's my brother's friends.
And then you were like his plus one.
I was his, you should have seen what I did. You would have been impressed.
Okay.
So I fly up whatever week ago it was, 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever, you know, to go to the party. I've been to the party three times now at different people's houses. So he has all these snack foods. You know, I'm trying not to plug people. So like pretzels,
okay.
Peanuts, the thing that has chocolate around the peanut and has the M on it.
That's good stuff.
So stuff like that, right? So he's going to put them all in these jars, in these like big bins. And I'm like, we've got to come up with something better.
Okay.
Because the last thing I want is somebody sticking their hands in to grab a whole bunch of peanuts or whatever. And now their hands have touched everything. So what we did is he had from our family getaway, these little shot glasses of red Solo cups.
Oh, okay.
So I had 90 individual red Solo cups put throughout the kitchen, the living room, downstairs in the basement. So you could just walk by, grab a little Solo cup, throw a couple peanuts or whatever in your mouth. It was really kind of cool. Nobody's ever done that.
Wow.
I'm going to start a catering business.
I mean, look, if they would have produced Cheers, the TV show now, Cliff Clavin and and Norm Peterson, they could have had those on the bar instead of like reaching in their hands,
exactly,
getting all the bacteria.
So my brother goes, well, if you're going to do that, wash your hands, because if you have a phobia of other people touching it, then you should. And obviously I did, but my comment back to him was, I'm not eating this. I don't care. What do I care? This was just, you know, for everybody else, but I could touch it, but I didn't. I went and washed the digits.
Okay.
And took care of it. Anything else from last week's UFC before we move into the second hour?
No, I mean, it just ended the Fox relationship, so I'm excited to see what that brings in 2019. The fights were good. I mean, I thought it was a great fight. I mean, went the distance. I'm a little perplexed, I guess. Like, you know, I think is there a better way, like, to end these fights instead of just going to a decision? Like, should you want them to fight to the death?
But,
like, I mean, a lot of these are going to the decision. It's just a point thing. Is there any way to, like, add a bonus round if it's close? I mean, like, or maybe, like, make the three-round fights four rounds, like, meet in the middle?
I think what you could – what a promotion could do from just what you're saying. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with this, but you could have a bonus for a finish.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't say a $50,000, which is what the bonuses are, the performance of nights and stuff like that. But, you know, you could do whatever, $5,000, $2,500, just putting something on it. And let's be honest, 9 times out of 10, they are trying for finishes.
Sure.
You know, hopefully they're going to learn until the end, you know, from what happened, you know, where 5 seconds left in the fight and then the big beast beat Volkov exactly
with like a minute left.
So he was trying to finish,
but then the Korean Zombie took a elbow from Rodriguez with 1 second left after 24 minutes and 99 seconds of battling it out, or 59 seconds.
And to me, that's stupid.
What a crazy ending.
You know, when you get to 10, 15, 20 seconds until the end of the fight. Well, yeah, I just got a text message from Dave Feldman from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Taking place February 2nd in Cancun. Shannon Rich is in the state. Did you see he's flying into Fort Myers today?
I wonder if it's to train or if it's to hang out on the beach or what he's going to do. I'm sure he's going to do some training down there.
We should get him up here. You going to pick him up?
Oh, he's only here for a couple days.
We could Uber your car. It qualifies.
I got a better idea. He can jump on Greyhound and come on up here.
You're going to make Shannon Rich take a Greyhound. He's earned his stripes. He's a legend.
Really?
I mean, 200 professional fights. I mean,
doesn't make him a legend?
Get the man a decent ride up to Tampa.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him a legend.
Oh, 200-plus fights makes you a legend.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
No, it doesn't. That might be a legendary story.
Okay.
But it doesn't make you a legend. Are you going to say what Shannon Rich has done? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Right, of course.
You know, when we met him in Denver, I knew of him. I'd never met him. I think the world of the guy. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yep.
But to say legend, to compare, when you say legend, then you're putting him in the same caboose with GSP.
But only 4 men in the history have over 200 professional fights. Dan Severn being one of them.
Is he 190-10?
I don't know his record. Well, but just to step in that many confrontations, like that many professional fights, doesn't that make you legendary? Does that give you a legendary status?
I no.
200 professional fights under your belt and still fighting, still active.
No, that falls under crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I'd necessarily go with legendary. I mean, big ups to him. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful because I like the guy. Jeremy Horn has a ton of fights. You know, you just said Severin, a ton of fights.
Sure.
You know, I get it, but I don't necessarily think that makes you a legend.
Cowboy Cerrone, the fifth bobblehead, the MMA bobblehead guy.
How come you keep wanting to go to bobblehead?
Because it's Christmas time and the ornaments are awesome.
The ornaments are awesome.
And Bruce Buffer doing the commercial in like a snowman blazer is like iconic.
I just got a text from out west. And I'm being told Eric in Denver is a legend.
For what?
I don't know.
What did he do?
I think Sean has video of whatever it is.
Is he awake to see the message?
He may be or he may not be. That's how he was able to tweet it out.
But, I love it.
You know, and that's why I said it drives me crazy about the word legend. You know, because to me, legends are...
Is it based on popularity? Is it based on record? Is it based on achievement? Is it based on notoriety? Like, what's the biggest indicator for being a legend? Because Warren Sapp only has one championship ring
to me
on a team sport.
To me,
yes.
It's two of the four that you said. I don't care about popularity.
Okay.
Warren Sapp wasn't popular.
Right.
Warren Sapp was really not liked at all.
He was more popular than the 2018 Buccaneers because none of them made the Pro Bowl.
I believe the 2018 Buccaneers are more popular than Warren Sapp.
But they didn't make the Pro Bowl.
I understand that.
But he did.
And we'll talk about that in the second hour. I think it's your career.
Okay.
And what was the other one you said?
Notoriety, achievement.
Achievement. Yeah, well, achievement, career, wins, that's all together.
I mean, Dan Marino never won anything, and he's
achievements.
But he, you know,
but that achievements.
Considered a legend.
And he probably is a legend.
He never won anything.
Achievements. So it's your record and achievements. And his achievements, which is a little different than mixed martial arts, because really in mixed martial arts, the only thing that matters is wins.
Sure.
And championships.
Right.
All right. So he has some wins. He has no championships in Dan Marino, but he has records as well. To me, a record is not, you know, the most fights in the history of the world.
That would be pretty cool and legendary.
And you could probably have a really cool pair of sandals, too, that somebody made, or slippers. You could get some slippers. You know, so to me, it wouldn't necessarily, it wouldn't be that you have a crazy number of fights. And if you did have a crazy number of fights, you would need to have, you know, a great record.
Because like Cal Ripken Jr., I mean, he's like the Iron Man because of like how durable he was.
Right.
Started the most consecutive games.
Right.
Is he legendary because of that? Did he ever win a championship, a World Series?
You'd have to look for sure. I would say yes, but I don't know. I don't think that he's legendary just for that, because not only was he playing every single game, every single day, but back to your Pro Bowl, how many All-Stars did he go to?
Well, that's true.
You know, so it wasn't just that he played, he fought, he whatever. You know, he also was an All-Star. He also was one of the best at that time.
True.
So, yes, that makes you a legend. Again, not, you know, to be disrespectful to Shannon Rich, he's fought a lot of fights, but I wouldn't say that anybody, you know, very few people would say, you know, that he was an All-Star of that year, of right. that, you know, whatever. And to me, that's what you would need to be. You would need to be all of that.
I saw a legendary commercial today, though. Have you seen Iron Mike Tyson returning Evander Holyfield's ear?
No.
It's a commercial. And Michael, he rings the doorbell, he apologizes, and he returns the ear, and Evander puts it back on. You have to watch it.
What's it for? Is it a real commercial?
It's a real commercial.
What's it for?
Just a stupid spoof.
No, it's got to be something. It can't just be a spoof.
I don't know. I saw it on the Book of Face. So.
Okay, so in other words, it wasn't on TV.
Well, I mean, this
well, there's
is
a
TV.
Difference. No, it's not.
I don't have that, on TV.
But what I'm saying is that's just some garbage stuff on the internet. If it's on TV, you know,
well, it might
least
be on real TV. I don't know. I mean, I only
it
watch,
has to be for something.
I only watch Stream TV Pro when I'm at home, and it's only to watch fights. And in fact, I'll be tuning into Brooklyn this week. So I don't know. Are you going? When are you going with your wife?
Really?
This week?
You're going. Brooklyn what?
Brooklyn, New York.
What are you going to tune in this week for?
The PBC, the Pro Boxing Championship. The twin brothers are fighting.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Like they're.
But they're not fighting each other.
Right. But
that
will
would be awesome.
That will be incredible.
Yeah.
Right. What if they fight each other for the title?
Are they the same weight class? It's boxing.
No, they're 5 pounds different. Yeah. One's a 154, and the other one's like 160.
Yeah, do you think that's what MMA needs to go to? These ridiculous 4 pound weight things?
I think they need to have some kind of middle catch weight like classes. I think
every 10 or so is okay. You know,
10 pounds is a huge difference in fight in combat, especially when it comes to grappling and, you know, it's not just punches. I think it's a huge difference.
Would that help or hurt with weight cuts and stuff?
I think it would help. It wouldn't have to be so drastic. Because the whole point now is to get as low as you can and then rehydrate to be as
right.
big as you can the next day.
But that's what they'd still do. And I still think...
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to live in such a
sure
caloric deficit. And it wouldn't be such a hard cut to get to a goal.
So if you're a fighter that's already going to cut 45 pounds so that you have an advantage over the guy in the legitimate weight class, you're not going to cut 5 more pounds if you can?
I think it levels the playing field, though. I think the guys that are living at that weight, they're going to be more explosive. They won't be as fatigued, and I don't think it'll give them as much of an advantage as it does now.
I think weigh-ins that morning. That's how you stop it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you should fight in the weight class that you should be in, and you know, and it's legit. It's legal. I'm not saying it's cheating,
right.
But you want to make it so that it's as fair as possible.
So why don't they do that?
I don't know.
It's an easy fix. I mean, you move it one day.
because they feel that it's going to be unsafe for fighters who need time to hydrate back up.
Well, then don't cut so much. All right. I mean, it would correct the situation. If the fighters don't feel as good or explosive or as powerful, they would stop.
I get it. We are at the top of the hour. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.